Good evening, everybody. This is The Bugcast, episode 677.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Thank you. Anna was Naomi with Abandonné. Naomi is a self-taught recording artist, and that was another track taken from the album Les Cendres, meaning the ashes, a mix of energetic pop rock, folk ballads and softer tracks. Naomi is from France, and you can't actually find out much more about the Moby's Interwebs other than on their Jimendo profile, which you will find linked in our show notes over at thebugcast.org.
Brilliant.
So, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 677. On this week's show, you'll have six tracks this week of great Creative Commons music and may or may not have some waffly stuff. The reason for the slightly shorter show this week is we are absolutely cream crackered. We went out this afternoon with the family, sorry, this morning with the family, went walking for ages. We've done like 6 or so miles. Our youngest is absolutely shattered as well, aren't you? Come say hello.
And to our American listeners, we mean tired.
Tired, not devastated. So, yes, how did you find today's walk?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But did you enjoy it all the way through, Alex?
Well, the part where I almost, my legs almost died, no, but everything else, I loved it.
Okay, that's not the impression we got during the walk, but
we might have heard just once or twice. I don't want to walk anymore.
My legs are hurting.
I'm tired. I've had enough. Oh, I want to rest. I need to sit down.
I said shut up.
Yes. Right, go on. Go to bed. It's late. Go.
Right. 1 second. Let me start the next track, and then you can ask a question.
Right.
Next up. We have Bod with One Day.
Thank you.
there. I'm Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the Bugcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the Bugcast.
Daddy, Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
I've travelled north to cold Alaska. I've travelled south to the Yuma Sands. But girl, I'm dreaming of Toronto and Canada, my true heart's land. I've travelled west to California. I've travelled east to old Cape Cod. Now I'm dreaming of Toronto. I'll never leave again, I swear to God. I've travelled many different places in search of dreams that turn to dust. But now I'm dreaming of Toronto and better days for the both of us. Oh Canada, you know I never spurned you. You stayed with me down all the years. You kept me believing through the bad times. In cities where men live by the sneer, I've known the cruel winds of Chicago. I've known the cool winds of Mexico. But now I'm dreaming of Toronto and the girl who never let me go. Known the bitter streets of Vegas, where every night's a losing game. And I've lived in New York City, where no man ever knew my name. Oh Canada, you know I never spurned you. Stayed with me down all the years. You kept me believing through the bad times. In cities where men live by the sneer, Canada, you know I never spurned you. You stayed with me down all the years. You kept me believing through the bad times. In cities where men live by the sneer, Casa Loma, are you still standing? Under the gentle swirling snow, and do the wild geese keep on calling across the mighty Lake Ontario? So let the maple leaf keep riding to Canada, where you wait for me. Girl, I'm dreaming of Toronto and your love that's haunted me, and your love that's haunted me, and your love that's haunted me.
And that was Roy Smiles with Dreaming of Toronto. That was the opening track from Roy's third album, the 2015 release, Seize the Day. You can find out more about Roy and his many, many albums. I believe he has 8 out at this moment in time, over at roysmiles.bandcamp.com.
And before that, it was Bod. Not the Bod that some people in the chat room are thinking of, but a different Bod. Also from the UK, though. With One Day. I can't give you much of a bio because their bio just says, I love all types of music. That's he does, not me. But I do as well, but you know what I mean? That's what his bio says.
Right.
The track was from 2015. There are lots of other tracks available, but there is no link to any sort of website. So just check them out on Jamendo.
How weird is that? Two artists, both from the UK, both music that we've played from 2015.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Brilliant.
Pretty low, I would have said. Anyway, quick shout out, I think, to the live listeners who are listening to us right now over at thebugcast.org. Blimey. Thebugcast.org/live.
Right. I'm having to go back a fair bit because they've all been chattering a lot.
Lot of chatterisms, yes.
So, Oz Toonen, not seen you for a while. Peter Patterson, Kevy, Chris from Canada, Fat Freddy, Amy Hussey, Yannick, Mark Murphy, and I think I got everybody in.
As always, I'm sure if you've missed someone, they'll be very quick to tell you.
Yes, I'm sure they'll go, me, 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 me.
Yes, so as I said earlier, it's a bit of a shorter show this week. We spent the day at Yorkshire Sculpture Park here, not far from here, actually, it's only about 20 miles or so. Got there about, I don't know, 10:30 and left there shortly after 4:30. So a very good, solid day. We walked, what did we say, six and a bit miles?
Yep.
Between us. That includes our 8-year-old who, yeah, as you heard, might have whinged once or twice on the way around, but we all got out of it.
I have to say, though, he might have whinged, but that was a heck of a lot of walking.
It was.
And the fact that us as adults are feeling a wee bit...
Yes, but I'm 6 times Alex's age.
I know, but we're also much bigger and our steps take a lot less. We get... It takes less steps for us than others. Before I carry on, I just need to say Jack from Wonder Radio is also with us live, so I do apologise.
That's right.
But obviously, Alex has got little legs, and it weren't just the walking. It was mixed terrain, lots of uphill. The fact that at one point we could see the previous gallery we'd visited in the far, far distance made you realise just how far we've gone.
Yes, exactly. If you look at the trail that we walked on Strava, it does look like quite a distance. So we're proud of all of the kids. Amy was also a little bit struggling with the hills, but yeah, we all got out of it. Well, we're treating ourselves to a meal at the local restaurant.
Yeah. And Lane is here as well.
Yay.
See if we can spend more time on this than shouting people out, seeing as though, you know, we're doing a shorter show tracks-wise. I will say, for prosperity's sake, boo-hoo me, worst injury ever today.
This is akin to man flu. Can I just say this? Yeah. I do understand this.
I was a good mum. There were some worksheets in quite thick, heavy paper, and I picked up one for each of the kids, folded it in half, and as I was pushing down to fold it, it was slicing my finger at the same time. Paper cuts are one of the worst things ever.
They are.
Which then made me look like a really grumpy bottom, because every time I went past the here's a hand sanitizer, for obvious reasons, I weren't using it, because I know firsthand that hand sanitizer and paper cut do not mix.
That is true.
They are
painful. Oh, Ah, ouch, ouch.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Peter, that is wrong.
Oh, no.
He's deleted it. For the benefit of the podcast listeners, you're obviously missing out in this in our Telegram group over at thebugcast.org/telegram. Peter has just posted and subsequently deleted a GIF of an animated paper cut, and it was very cringe.
That paper cut was much worse than my paper cut. My fingers are still attached.
Oh, no, they didn't cut the fingers off.
I know it didn't, but still there was a gap and it went, psh, yeah. Oh, yay.
Quick, get on with some more music before stuff.
Yes. So, in direct opposition to what we were just talking about, paper cuts and the ouchies, this is Hypercute with Swell.
Satisfaction through endless action. I need to feel gross, or flames just grow cold. I feel so well only when my eyes are welling. I feel so
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Carry me, angel. Wish I could and should. All this chattering she's been picturing a realistic possibilities.
The podcast, baby.
And there it is. And that was Christian Voljar featuring the vocals of Snowflake with On the Bridge. A mix of music from Christian and Snowflake's a cappella track On the Bridge. A brand new track on Jamendo only from this week. Christian is from Germany and you can find out more about him over at his Jamendo profile. He doesn't have a website. He does have a profile on CC Mixter, but most of the stuff on there ends up on Jamendo anyway. So we'll link to that in our show notes over at thebugcast.org/live.
And before that, it was Hypercute with Swell, also from the UK. The pop project of producer, writer, performer James Bell. The name Hypercute is derived from a medical condition, hyperacusis, that James has suffered since a mystery viral illness almost killed him in 2017. This condition causes severe ear pain and makes life as a musician incredibly challenging, but also rewarding. Oh, I wish I'd have read that before this, because I was struggling to get onto Jamendo, so David copy and paste that for me. And again, no link to a website, but you can check out him on Jamendo. And he has other artists. No, he has other tracks available.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
Yes, yeah, sorry. See, just... Oh, yeah, I can't speak.
Well, it's a good job we're ending the show early then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, that was the penultimate song. We have one more track, which Caroline will tell you about very, very shortly. Next week, the Bugcast episode 678 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 20th of August from 9:30 p.m. UK time onwards. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can send us an email. feedback@thebugcast.org is our address. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and also on Instagram. Our username on all three of those is TheBugcast. You can also find pretty much everything you need about getting in touch with us over at thebugcast.org/contact.
Brilliant. So, last track time. This time, it is Lucid Lip with Burnt Matches from America. We have played a few Lucid Lip tracks before. You have Frank Favazuli on keys and vocals. Brendan McGuckin on drums. Is it McGuckin? Or is it a MacGuffin?
You're thinking of a MacGuffin, yes.
I'm sure I've said this before when we played Lucid Lip on drums. Pat Cochrane on bass and Michael McGuckin on guitar. Written by Frank Favazuli. Lucid Lip is a four-man band that brings soul, rock and roll and R&B together for a feel that has been described as modernly classic. Frankie's vocals are both smoky and smooth, with energetic and raspy high points reminiscent of singers like Otis Redding, Sam Cooke and Wilson Pickett.
Ooh.
Find out more by checking them out on Facebook as facebook.com/lucidlip.
Fantastic.
And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
She tries to stick to shadows, but she knows she's always seen. She's never really mad though, even if she look at me. Well, she's built herself a castle, and it never seems to fail. She wears her hair to cover up her face now, yeah. But I've seen behind the veil. Well, how can I know you? Keep burning matches, but baby, can we keep the flame? You're my most lovely distraction, but soon the smoke will fade away. Just don't know where this could ever go. I know you're curious as me, so I'm tossing my burnt matches out the window now, until you strike another one inside of me. I just wanna know.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You were just listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more of our shows at otherside.network.